Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, July 3rd, 2020, here are three big things you need to know. Three. Ford Motor Company launching a new program for potential customers that are nervous about buying or leasing cars in this time. Under the Ford Promise program, customers who lease or purchase a vehicle with Ford credit financing and then lose a job within a year can return that vehicle. Two. State officials are urging people not to delay care after a 62% hike in out-of-hospital deaths amid the pandemic. EMS data represents an increase of out-of-hospital deaths from 1,579 last year to 2,824 for the same two-month time period this year. And number one, President Trump will attend a fireworks ceremony today at Mount Rushmore, an event that will not include social distancing, according to South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. The celebration honoring Independence Day occurs a day before the actual July 4th. That would be tomorrow. Trump will be back in Washington to host fireworks there. That's how we start this Friday edition of the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us on this day. Hey, a moth. Sorry, I just looked over at the studio and there's a moth right on my speaker. We'll see how long my buddy sticks around for the show. Anyway, hour number one here of the Steve Gruber Show. We'll talk to Dr. Lauren Wright, Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer, frequent guest here on the Steve Gruber Show about national politics. Dr. G. Keith Smith, co-founder of the Surgery Center in Oklahoma, talking about doctors who must lead the post-COVID reforms when it comes to healthcare. That will be all up here in hour number one. You want to follow the show at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, stevegruber.com. And you can find me on Twitter too at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram is the way to get a hold of me. And this is my last day as a fill in. Well, I mean, I certainly hope I'll be back. My goal each time I fill in is to do well enough to be invited back to guest host again. But it's the last day of this stretch of my fill in opportunities for the summer with you since last Thursday. Here today, Steve back on Monday to take you through most of the rest of the summertime. It's been a busy week. I'm glad we've been able to ride alongside. I'm here on the campus of Hillsdale College, where I teach in the journalism department and also am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale. We have many fine students who contribute and work here at the station. They've been away for months now, dating back, of course, to when things all got shut down in March. So very much looking forward to having them back here in the fall. You also can find me hosting podcasts like Political Beats over at National Review. This week, the zombies we covered in Argent with Randy Barnett from Georgetown's Law School there. And also, you can find me hosting Hillsdale College's Classical Education Podcast and the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend and also in podcast form. It's a special Independence Day edition of the show this weekend. We talk with Matthew Spaulding from Hillsdale in D.C. about the Declaration of Independence. We talk with Paul Ray about the American founding, portions of a lecture from Dennis Prager for Hillsdale from last year on American greatness. It's a great big celebration. Check it out on this station over the weekend, perhaps, or via podcast, SoundCloud, Apple Podcast, Google Play, or you can go right to radiohour.hillsdale.edu, radiohour.hillsdale.edu to check it out. The state of Michigan is urging people not to delay care. We in the state have seen a 62% hike in out-of-hospital deaths amid the pandemic for various reasons. And by the way, first, the numbers. Straight on the front page of the New York Times website, they have these numbers listed. And it's probably nice they have them there because you don't see them many places in actual stores. You see the first number, of course. Past 14 days, new coronavirus cases in the U.S. up 90%, 90%. New deaths over the past 14 days, still down 19%. It's been more than 3 weeks since the curve started upward on the case number, and we still have not seen that death number do anything except stay essentially flat. And in fact, as the numbers indicate, actually has gone down 19%. Here in Michigan, the numbers announced yesterday, 543 new cases and 15 new deaths. But the asterisk next to that number says 13 were additional deaths going back and finding, you know, going back through the data and adding them to the agenda or adding them to the list today. So if my math is right, that means two new deaths yesterday, not ones that have been sort of left on the back burner for a while. So then we have this. State's chief medical executive urging Michigan residents to go to the hospital for medical emergencies. Recent figures show an alarming increase in out-of-hospital deaths during the height of the pandemic. From March 15th through May 23rd, out-of-hospital deaths soared 62% from the same time period in 2019. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrests increased 43%. It's a big surge. Out-of-hospital deaths went from 1,500 to 2,800 during the same two-month time period from last year to this year. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrests from 3,000 to 4,300 cardiac arrests this year. EMS transports decreased 17% in the same time period. Dr. Janae Khaldun, the chief medical executive, saying it is incredibly important that people do not delay care, especially if they're having concerning symptoms like chest pain, difficulty breathing, or dizziness. We talked about this earlier this week on the show, if you were with us. If you were not, you can head to the podcast page at stevegruber.com and find the interview we did on this. You know, if you're having serious medical concerns, chest pains, stroke symptoms, you got to get to the hospital. It's the best place to be if you're having those problems. And the hospitals are, by and large, almost, you know, exclusively safe. Hospitalization fell again this week for COVID-19 patients, 325 as of Wednesday, 193 in critical care, 103 on ventilators. That's across the entire state. All those numbers down from last week. Fewer patients, fewer in critical care, fewer on ventilators. And we're going to talk more about this in the next hour, maybe in the 8 o'clock hour. Really encouraging data from a new study on hydroxychloroquine from the Henry Ford Health System here in Michigan. Shows the anti-malaria drug helps lower the death rate of COVID-19 patients significantly, it says. Study analyzed 2,541 patients hospitalized among the system's six hospitals and found 13% of those treated with hydroxychloroquine died. 26% who did not receive the drug died. There are some other things in here. Steroids have shown to be very interesting and perhaps helping with COVID-19 symptoms. You got to do this early on in the illness for it to have an effect. But that's a pretty big study. 2,500? Yeah, 2,500 patients showing good results from hydroxychloroquine and Henry Ford Health Systems here in Michigan. Could be a breakthrough, could be at least a big help. Looks that way. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. President Trump heading to a big fireworks display at Mount Rushmore today. That and more in a moment. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.